Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Curry on WVON AM 1690.
Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. It is Saturday, November the 2nd. And, of course, this is America's Heroes Group. And the group, Roundtable USA Veteran Homelessness with David Culpepper. This is what we're going to be talking about in just a moment. It's going to be, just some very interesting information. We're so pleased to have him back. Our call-in number is 312-374-8130. Don't forget that. And David Culpepper, Army veteran, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me back, sir.
It's a pleasure to have you.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much, because you are doing a job that if you thank goodness we got somebody good doing it, and you're still going to have
a
lot.
Hey, I try.
That's right.
Thank you for what you do, the show.
Thank you.
Very, very much appreciated.
Thank you, sir.
Very much appreciated.
You are really doing some work on the lack of CHA housing vouchers for homeless veterans. And homeless veterans, and however you do all kinds of ways. Talk to us. David, how are we doing? We've been here before. We know how hard you work at this. Thank God that you do.
Oh, and it is some work. And I'm with the Chicago Ending Veteran Homelessness Homelessness Initiative. Mm-hmm. I've been with that since 2014. Mm-hmm. And we've made some progress, but there's still this looming problem, which is what I wanted to talk about today: the lack of CHA housing vouchers, which is really what we need.
Mm-hmm,
We have a lot of veterans, obviously are, as everyone knows, suffering from all types of ailments, mental illness, substance abuse, what your panel talked about previously, different types of diseases, medical problems, several things going on. So, but I guess society at large, those who aren't familiar with veterans, just assume that veterans are just going to get a job and pay rent. But in Chicago, it just, everyone knows, what that's about. Okay. Everyone knows, how it is in Chicago. Rents are sky high.
Right. Higher.
Getting higher. Mm-hmm. You have to have good credit, the things that that property managers pretty much use to like weed out people, But anyway, ever since the Ending Veteran Homelessness Initiative started in 2014, we all got together and said, well, the question that was brought to the community was, what do we need to house veterans? And everyone at the table, a lot of stakeholders, there were something about, there are about 80 agencies that work with, the homeless population, around 80. 80 social service agencies in Chicago.
Okay.
I don't know all of them, but not all 80 were at the table originally, but the majority of agencies that deal with the majority of veterans were there, and everyone came up with the same answer: we need vouchers.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking us what we need to house veterans. we need vouchers. And CHA was at the meeting, and CHA, mm-hmm. you know, more or less said, yeah, we know, but that's not going to happen. So let's try to do something else. But that is real quick. That is an issue that a common problem, or probably the problem when it comes to financial support with social service agencies, is coming up with a plan or processes to do what you need to do without proper resources. You know, so you're tasked with housing veterans, or it could be something like providing outreach or supportive services for people with a mental illness. But the challenge is you have X amount of dollars, which is probably a fraction of what you really need. So let's get together and figure out what we can do with the minimal resources possible. And that's pretty much what the challenge ended up being back in 2014. Okay, CHA just does not have vouchers. So what can we do besides vouchers? And that was kind of like, you know, the answer. No, you're not going to get vouchers. Come up with a creative solution. You know, when the word creative gets thrown around, you kind of know you're not going to be getting what you need. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be getting the housing vouchers that you need. So let's try 4 or 5 different programs, right? Which is what we did. But mm-hmm. we still keep coming back to the lack of housing vouchers. And that is not going to go away. That is not going to go away. But CHA has given in. We're talking about since 2014. They have given in, and they have given a certain number of housing vouchers. And it was substantial at a point.
Okay.
It was something about 100 vouchers. And obviously that was very successful. Almost every veteran who received a voucher is still housed today.
Tell our listeners, David, before we go further, mm-hmm. exactly, because some people may not know exactly what a voucher is. I'll make sure everybody understands that.
Well, Section 8, you know, people know Section 8, you know, mm-hmm. where you it's a subsidized mm-hmm. housing.
Right.
And those are all the same terms. Mm-hmm. Low income, subsidized, Section 8 were mm-hmm. Instead of paying rent like an average or a typical person would be doing, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. you know, you find an apartment that's $1,300-$1,400 and you just pay that. You mm-hmm. know, that's called market rate rent. You just pay whatever the rent is. Mm-hmm. If you have a housing voucher, you would use that voucher to live in that apartment, but you wouldn't be paying the full rent. You'd be paying, typically, you'd be paying 30% of your income.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So let's say that you're on SSI, which is about 771. You would be paying 30% of that 771, which is a way for you to be paying your fair share.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not living for free, but you are paying your fair share. And let's say if your income was 1,000, you'd be paying 30% of that. Mm-hmm. If your income was 1,500, you'd be paying 30% of that. Although, you know, you can be over income and not qualify, which is
then you would, you know, which is understandable. Anyway.
If you're getting $3,000 a month,
you don't need it.
You won't need it. But you know, if you're on SSI mm-hmm. or some type of if you're service connected, you may be 50%. You know, that's just not going to be enough to sustain market rate rent, and this is where vouchers come in, right? But this is what we need to understand, and this is mm-hmm. you know, when I wanted, so I said, okay, you know, I want to come here and talk about housing vouchers. Okay, you know, that is a great topic, the lack of housing vouchers. You know, that, but that's kind of a, you know, that opens up all, you know, a big can of worms, right? You know, we have to talk about a lot of other things. Well, the reason why there's not a mm-hmm. enough housing vouchers, because, like I said, the Ending Veteran Homelessness Initiative back in 2014, that was actually started by what was called the 25 Cities Initiative. There was this consulting firm that was hired by the White House called the Rapid Resolutions Institute, right? Or the Rapid Results Institute, and they went around the country to the 25 biggest cities, which is, you know, 25 cities initiative. They went to Detroit, LA, New York, mm-hmm. blah, 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 you know, biggest cities. And they all of those cities had the same type of brainstorming session that I'm talking about in 2014. But what is interesting to know, there were several cities around the country whose housing authorities were free, were loose with the distribution of their housing vouchers. Houston is a perfect example. Houston didn't have a problem with just handing over housing vouchers. So it's not a I just don't want people to think that it's a HUD problem, you know, this overall HUD problem. And this is where the can of worms comes in. It is kind of a unique thing to Chicago. Chicago's housing authority has been historically stingy with the housing vouchers for whatever reason. But to ask why that is, I mean, we can, you know, that is a field of study almost, you know. Chicago has always had this, it's always been a hyper political city, right? Almost, and you know, it's kind of considered a CHA anyways. It's part of this almost gangsterish machine, you know, this where it's just very, very political. It's just not as simple as okay, I'm a homeless veteran. I'm definitely eligible for a CHA voucher. There, you know, that is not enough. That is not enough. There's all types of, going back to that 100 or so houses, it's something around 100 vouchers that was given to veterans,
which is not enough, obviously.
But the rumor is, and I believe it to be true, that the only reason why we got those housing vouchers. Now, I want people to when I'm talking about CHA, I want people who aren't in Chicago to think about their housing authority. So if you're in, you know, some other city somewhere, I'm sure your housing authority doesn't operate like this, right? Barack Obama called Rahm Emanuel and asked for about 100 housing vouchers personally. And then we got the housing vouchers that way. So it wasn't a typical systematic process that led a homeless veteran to a housing voucher. Is this political element. So
not your organization that got it.
No.
But Obama.
Yes. Yes. And
through Emanuel.
And no one really has any proof, but that is the prevailing rumor, and you know how rumors operate. It's probably true. I mean, no one has really given us a reason other than that rumor.
And that was 100.
It was about 100.
Okay.
It was about 100, and it was split up between different agencies that house homeless veterans. So it was like, we got 25, you got 25, you know, but. What I'm stressing is CHA is now they're saying they're not willing to give any. They're flat out saying that. No, we're not going to give any housing vouchers.
To veterans. And why? Why are they saying that?
Cliff, that's why I'm here. We do not have an answer for that. But what I'm stressing as a member of the Ending Veteran Homelessness Initiative, everyone at the table said, we answered that question. What do we need? We said housing vouchers. CHA gave us housing vouchers. We housed almost every veteran who got one is still in their unit. So it was a very successful endeavor. Why do we not have any more? Okay. You can say, I don't know, CHA is broke, which they're not. You can say, well, you know what people tend to say, well, you know, Chicago is expensive and these housing vouchers are going to be very expensive. That is not necessarily.
We've got people living under bridges.
Right.
Veterans.
Right. Right. But what people don't understand, okay, let's say that you know someone who lives under a bridge or whatever, and, you know, that's a terrible. You know, that's a terrible thing. But let's say that you encounter someone and they are a bona fide veteran. They, you know, there are certain criteria you have to meet to actually be eligible. Well, you know, we're talking about veterans, you know, in this segment. You
yeah,
know?
Right.
You have to be eligible for VA health care. So okay. we're not talking about mm-hmm. someone who's dishonorable or someone who okay. just doesn't mm-hmm. get, mm-hmm. who's not eligible. But let's say that the veteran does get health care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're a veteran. They're eligible for VA health care. And it could just be something as simple as, okay, well, let's put you on a wait list to get a voucher, and then sometime soon you will get one. No. CHA is telling us no. No, you know, that is their answer. They're not saying, okay, we'll see, let's wait. But the answer, you know, it's no. But what people need to do out there is they need to take action on this. And I can go, I mean, my personal feeling about, you know, my you know, how I feel about the lack of vouchers is this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The military has always been, in most cases, a harbinger of society's problems or issues and how to address them, how to solve them, right? You know, if you think about the military has really always been cutting edge on a lot of aspects in society. Integration,
mm-hmm,
you know, military, mm-hmm. because the military deals in real world things, mm-hmm, right? They're not bogged down by a lot of political nonsense. So it doesn't really make any, there is really no argument, good argument, you know, mm-hmm. Very common sense argument why, or practical reason why a white soldier and a black soldier or troop can't fight side by side. It really isn't real world sense. No. You know, we could talk about transgendered troops. There really is no reason why a transgender person can't fight in the military. They're a body. They're capable, whatever, mm-hmm. you know. When I was in the military, I was in field artillery.
Mm-hmm.
Which when I was in, I was just in the 90s. It was all male. Mm-hmm. Now, my MOS is pretty much all female. So the point is, they're very forward thinking in that, but not really forward thinking is it's they've always dealt in real world things, and all that political nonsense just doesn't really cut. And now when you even in the VA, okay, yeah, for the longest time, there were a lot of way more homeless veterans than we have now. Without any type of services, although we have a lot more homeless veterans now, but mm-hmm. back then there weren't as many. Well, I'll get to that. They dealt with the homelessness problem. They were they're very slow in doing it, mm-hmm. but they are doing something about it
now.
Okay,
although it's kind of late,
mm-hmm.
but again, you know, there is a real world reason why. You know, you don't want people just out there out in the street. You know, how mm-hmm. do we deal with this issue? Just mm-hmm. like the segment before, if you're suffering from some type of ailment, yes, the military, I don't want to say is to blame, but a lot of the, you know, if you have Agent Orange, where else are you going to get Agent Orange?
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. You're not going to get it working at Walmart.
We've got organizations, we've had one today, they're helping right. veterans.
Right.
They're helping veterans, but these veterans they're helping aren't homeless.
Right.
This is a specific problem.
Right. Right.
So what the hell is the problem with the CHA giving vouchers to veterans?
In Chicago, you have the private sector. We have the private sector. We all know that there is a ton of development that's happening out there.
Damn right.
A ton of development.
Mm-hmm.
But what's also interesting is that these developers who are eligible for these tax breaks, if you give a certain portion of your units as a low income, right?
Mm-hmm.
People need to understand most of these developers are opting out. They're waiving that and paying a fee rather than
they don't want
offering, right? Mm-hmm. Again, this is a whole can of worms. Mm-hmm. Why would a developer do that? Mm-hmm. You know, you have 100 units in, let's say, Logan Square.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Logan Square has several developments. These developers are actively choosing not to take the tax break,
mm-hmm.
but pay a penalty mm-hmm. rather than offering their units as low income. Hey, we can all draw our own conclusions on why that is. Mm-hmm. They don't want them people there. Mm-hmm. And that is the problem. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is a problem. But people need to take action. You need to contact your alderman. You need to contact your congressman. You need to go down to CHA and demand this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because what I was saying about the military being a harbinger, this is going to happen to people in the civilian sector.
Yeah.
When people right now, people are getting paid less and less. Mm-hmm. People are earning less and less and working more and more. You non-veteran person out there, where are you going to live?
Yeah. Good point.
Where are you going to live? So you need to take action on this now.
How do people is an organization, David, that people can call to help join in this?
CHA. They need to call CHA.
Okay.
30 West Van Buren. That's where they need to go. They need to go down to 30 West Van Buren, knock on some doors, and say, what's going on? Mm-hmm.
What's that address again?
30 West Van Buren. Yeah.
How about calling your organization? Does that help at all if people want to join?
You can call any organization, but we need to go right to the source.
I got you.
We need to go right to the source.
All right. I want to thank you again. How can people just reach you, David?
Well, if you want to reach out to me, I'll give you my phone number at 773-255-0992.
Okay. 773-255-0992.
Yes. And if you're interested in if you're interested in homeless, if you're a homeless veteran and you need some type of assistance, you can contact the organization at 773-721-7088.
Okay. That's good. 773-721-7088.
Yes, sir. But again, people need to contact CHA.
That's true. Okay. We can do both. Mm-hmm. David Culpepper, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cliff.
Appreciate you being here. Really something. It's 5:30. Stay with us. We will be back after this.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the Americans Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services.
We're located at 7907 South Racine in Chicago, Illinois.
And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.